Welcome to IET Evolve Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Saturday, September 12th, 2025. I am Susan Manowich. Fascinating interplay of events between the Schumann resonance earthquake that we had in Russia and looking at the events that are going on in our world right now. So let's talk about what is happening and going on. Well, we had a 7.4 earthquake in Kamchatsky, Russia. So this appears to be an aftershock from that large 8.8 quake that occurred last night. The 7.4 is around 9:37 p.m. for those of us on the East Coast. It had a depth of 24 miles. It's considered shallow. And people are calling it an aftershock. Scientists are calling it an aftershock. And in fact, it's the largest aftershock for this quake that we had in July, that big 8.8 quake. It did produce seismic waves across the planet. There was a tsunami that was issued, but then it was canceled. And we are seeing a couple of aftershocks, just two so far, a 5.1 and a 5.2 afterwards. Some of you may have felt that heaviness or sludgy feeling when attempting to do physical activity yesterday. You may have felt that more in the morning and the late morning. And we can talk about how that can affect us a little bit more in the summary towards the end where I talk about the energy here, because it's really a combo of events on this one. But the fact that that significant quake occurred, then we calculated into all the different things that were going on yesterday to make sense of them. Our sun activity is quite low with the exception of a filament eruption that occurred around 10:45 a.m. for us Eastern time zone yesterday. So it popped some plasma into space, but it won't affect us for a CME on Earth right now. And we've just really had low flares. We've had three C-class flares and a handful of B. The strongest of the Cs was a C1.4 from Area 4207, and that was around 7 p.m. for those of us in the East Coast time zone last night. And there were two C1.1s from 4213 and 4207. So 4207 still, it's still making itself active and causing us to say its name today. But really, it's in the process of not being visible so much anymore, but it still has some activity. And the sunspots have dropped down to three regions that are facing Earth. I don't think I've ever seen it that low before. And it's, like I said, 42.7 is still, it's not visible, but it's still producing flares. So not much going on for sunspots right now. Solar wind, we dropped from 380 yesterday to 355. That's at last check, and the interplanetary magnetic field held moderate. That BZ did point southward and is still southward right now. The KP geomagnetic activity, we range from quiet to unsettled from 1 to 3 yesterday, and we are currently at almost KP3, so a little bit unsettled. Schumann, well, the bigger story here in conjunction with the earthquake. But let's talk about the Schumann first. We had whiteout bursts yesterday from 5 a.m. till about noon. You know, when I do the check, you know, it looks like the last reading, sometimes it's going to calm down, and that's what I have to report by, because I can't obviously jump ahead on that. But we did have the white bursts from 5 a.m. till about noon yesterday, and then a second whiteout from 1 to about 9 p.m. And then 10 p.m. we started to see more calming conditions, yet still some elevated harmonics. So another big day for the Schumann yesterday. Let's talk about it. Let's get in depth here. So these strong whiteout, immense energies coming in. This could possibly be some clearing, some realignment, because we had hours of saturation and flooding. So you have cosmic inputs that are coming in and the human emotional field. So you combine that and you'll get a prolonged saturation event like we saw yesterday. You get polarized news, you get charged news, and then you will get activity with the Schumann. The earthquake also because it is in Russia and because this reading is coming from Russia, may have acted also in this stronger whiteout condition. But what did it also impact? It may have acted as a trigger, the earthquake itself, to amplify an already charged solar wind. The BZ was south yesterday and looking at our human collective energy. So with that Russia quake, you've got this collective shaking loose of old patterns happening together. So you've got the earth, you've got the earth shaking, you've got the cosmic energy that's coming in, you got that BZ south, and then you've got the human emotional component that's here. Just a fascinating interplay of the sun, of the earth, and of human consciousness impacting our field electromagnetically and geomagnetically and seismically. So potential forecast, we've got C-class flares will occur and the lower flares, which would be B. M-class is at a mere 20%. X-class is barely squeaking at 1%. And we could possibly see some increased geomagnetic activity because of this co-rotating interacting region towards later today. So basically geomagnetic conditions could pick up towards the end of the day today. So that's the CIR, as we call it, is fast and slower wind. They interact with one another, and that can trigger a geomagnetic storming or elevated condition. So not really expecting storming today, but perhaps a little bit more elevation to the geomagnetic field. So yes, that means the KP can go up. So a summary of this, well, yesterday in the morning time, you may have been feeling some of the energy of that potential pre-earthquake. Maybe things didn't fit right. Maybe you had little agitations. Maybe you went to go make something in the kitchen and things just were quirky, or you went to go do some work and just nothing felt right. So there can be these agitations in the physical body where things feel like they're really not coming together so easily. Well, that's because seismically they're about to break apart. So your sleep last night may have been very deep. You may have felt these deeper feelings of love yesterday, as now I'm really talking about the Schumann. You may have felt more kindness, more comfort. And maybe it didn't even take much for you to get comfortable yesterday. So the Schumann responded, as far as I can see, to so much of this different shift and change that was going on with human beings that leads us to this wisdom drop. The events that occurred this week, I mean, obviously I won't get into great detail here in terms of what we saw. I would just simply say, you know, there were significant deaths that were publicized this week. And I see more people waking up to their boundaries. I see people that never speak up, and now they're speaking up. And that's being reflected in the field. So these things may not feel so good, but they are part of our evolutionary process that we have here on the planet. And that is being reflected in the field, and again, vice versa. So that is the wisdom drop, that we can actually see these connections. We can see that we are the creators. We can see how critical and how important that our intentions, our emotion, our vibration, the impact and the effect that that has. The earthquake as well, Mother Earth moves when she's supposed to, and she may have waited to release and do this earthquake in Russia, as they call the aftershock, an aftershock that occurs almost 2 months after the big quake. I trust the Earth's intelligence, and I trust your intelligence. Please head over to ietevolve.substack.com for comments or ask questions. You are designed to be attuned to the earth and cosmos. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.